you get a little bit of accompaniment to the midday opening. We should have this more often.
Some ambiance, a little bit of, that's right, sets the mood. Well, this is the midday. It's Friday, the last day of our winter pledge drive here on Wisconsin Public Radio. And we are asking your support for the last time for the midday. You can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2889. We have something very special just ahead. You heard some cellos in the background. Just one of the kinds of features that you have here on the midday. Live interviews with musicians from all over the world, all, in this case, but crossing genres. We'll hear some music that might not always be heard on classical stations.
Where else would you hear it? But perhaps just right here, or perhaps in the High Noon Saloon. I think we can mention that at this point. Our guests, as you have no doubt heard by now, are from the Portland Cello Project. We don't have the whole bunch here, do we, Doug? We're missing a few, to say the least.
Yeah, we're missing a few. They were the lucky ones who got to sleep in, but we're the lucky ones who get to be here with you. So,
well, we feel very lucky to have you here.
It's just a lucky day.
I think so. Of course, sometimes you have to make your own luck, too, and that's what our pledgers to Wisconsin Public Radio have been doing today. They have been making luck in terms of programming for the year to come here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Doug, you are, I would say, kind of the linchpin for this organization. That seems to be the upshot of it.
I'll make that my title, linchpin.
Because you do how many arrangements for each concert? A lot of them.
We'll, in Portland, or every time we go on a new tour, we'll do a program of entirely new music, so entirely new arrangements for the entire program. So at this point in the group's history, there's 600, 700, 800 arrangements already in the repertoire. I've completely lost count. So.
And you're arranging Bach, and you're arranging Led Zeppelin, and you're arranging Britney Spears and Defia.
Exactly. You name it. Just basically, we try to program. We will play one piece of music, and then we try to think what would confuse them most after that, and then we put that in there. So.
Yeah.
Well, what kinds of audiences do you get?
All over the place. I mean, we'll have kids and older people and hipsters that are way too cool for school. It's just everything you can imagine. So it's really a wonderful community that we have at our concerts.
And you play arrangements, obviously, because there aren't that many things written for 9 cellos.
Yeah, not enough to do a new performance every 2 months. So, yeah.
And you don't have just cellos, though, in the PCP, if I can call it that. But you have some other instruments that might be called adjuncts.
Yeah, we've been expanding a lot, where we'll have other orchestral instruments on stage with us, often a couple of percussionists, winds, horns, occasionally keyboards, occasionally pianos, and often musical collaborators. So we'll invite other musicians from other genres on stage with us, and we'll kind of be their backup orchestra.
How about singers? Do you...
Definitely. A lot of we've played with everyone from like Peter Yarrow from Peter, Paul, and Mary.
He was just here in town.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah.
He's a
down
good guy.
Down on the square. And I'm not going to say any more about that.
Okay. And from people like him to like hard rockers like the Dandy Warhols and things like that. So it's been a lot of fun.
Now, you're in Wisconsin. You just drove down from River Falls this morning.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for getting up early, by the way.
Absolutely.
And you're appearing tonight in Madison at the High Noon Saloon, which is not a concert venue that we announce very often on the midday, but that'll be at 9:30 tonight in Madison.
That's right. Yeah, that's been one of the big goals of this group, is to bring the cello places you wouldn't normally see it, and which is often drunken bars.
Well, you know, one advantage that 5 or 9 cellos would have over one would be that even in, what shall we say, marginal audience circumstances, you can make yourselves heard.
That's right. That's very true.
Maybe you can make yourself heard for our listeners.
Got it.
I'm going to start with certainly a classical piece, mm-hmm. Manuel de Falla.
Yep, we'll ease you into it. This is a classical piece, Manuel de Falla's Ritual Fire Dance.
All right, we'll give Doug just a minute to get over here and get situated, and whenever you are ready, we are ready.
Thank you.
at which point the crowd goes wild. And I think we missed, the only thing we missed was having a dancer in here. The ritual fire dance.
Next time.
Manuel de Falla. Why do I keep thinking you guys must play the Flight of the Bumblebee somewhere in your repertory? It just seemed like such a natural. By the way, I should add that we have already gotten our first 5 pledges for this hour, with 20 more to go. Thank you.
1 pledge for each cello in the studio.
That is so true. Now, our guests here, the Portland Cello Project, we have 5 of the total of who knows how many exactly in the group. And the ringleader is Doug Jenkins, and he will be doing most of the speaking. Also with us, and I don't even have last names here, are Emma, Kevin, Skip, and Anna in the studio. So if you feel obligated to, or the urge to shout out your last name, feel free. But otherwise, we'll have to settle for hearing from your cellos.
Cellos seem to have a rising star right now. They're popping up in all kinds of folk music arrangements and jazz. I mean, the cello just seems to be on fire. Why do you think that is?
I think because Kanye West put it on his last album all over the... No, I don't know. it's a good question. I mean, the cello is such a wonderful human instrument with the entire range of the human voice, from the lowest lows to the highest highs. So it's just so expressive. It's such a natural instrument to play. You feel like you're dancing when you play it. So
is there any particular trick or challenge to arranging for 5, 6, 7, 9 cellos as opposed to any other string instruments of the same number?
There's a lot of technical things to worry about, but they probably aren't that interesting to talk about. So. Yeah, no, but it is incredibly versatile at the same time. I mean, there are so many things that cellos can do that I think a lot of cellists, when we're learning to play, are like, you know, composers don't realize all the stuff we can do. We can make all these noises and all these special things. And so it's kind of a cellist writing for cello is kind of like, oh, now I get to have fun with it. So
yeah, there are some challenges to get those sounds that aren't necessarily written into a score. I think it was Stravinsky who, for a long time, was trying to figure out, wow, what is just the right sound I want here? Mm-hmm. And I think he was taking an ocean trip with Casals, who was practicing something, and the bow slipped, and he made, oh, that's the sound I want. No, it was something like between the string and the instrument itself or something strange like that. But yeah, they are very versatile.
Definitely.
You've been around for about 4 years or so. How did this come about?
It came about pretty randomly, where this cellist back in Portland named Tony Rogers kind of called everybody. There's a lot of cellists in Portland who are classically trained. We're all classically trained, but we don't play so much classical music. So we'll play rock music or jazz. Skip's a jazz player, and as a folk musician, I do a lot of the kind of rock stuff. And we thought, well, let's get together and read some classical music. So we got together in his living room over some beers, and we played classical music. And probably after a little bit too many beers, we thought, let's bring this to a bar and see what happens. And that's kind of how it went from there. So,
well, do you think it's time for another piece of music?
Almost time, but we should add that we're still looking for those last 20
yes,
pledges for this last hour of the midday for the pledge drive. So we should give you an update on how to do that, which would be either of these two ways to make your pledge in any amount. It will get us toward that goal of our... Oh, it just went down to 19. Thank you for that pledge. You can go to WPR.org and do it online, or you can make that pledge at 888-202-2889, and it supports all kinds of things, including live music here on Wisconsin Public Radio in the midday. You know, you cannot find this very many places, and I would say fewer places all the time in the public non-commercial radio system in the country. So I hope you'll support it here, where we can have it for you for a long time to come.
All you have to do is, it just only takes a couple of minutes. We need your name and your contact information. You decide the amount that's right for you, that's right for your budget, and how you're going to pay for it. And in about 2 or 3 minutes, you're done. You feel great about supporting what you're hearing. And every time you turn on the radio, you can feel pride of ownership.
That is true.
WPR.org.
Or 888-202-2889. If you doubt what Stephanie says, just try it. You'll like it. We would be delighted to hear from you, and I think you'll be enjoying hearing from us more in the year to come if you're part of the programming, part of the music here on Wisconsin Public Radio with your pledge. How about some Spanish music by a French composer? Know anything?
Should we do that? Sounds good. I think we might know one like that.
Right.
This is a piece of music that's a lot of fun, especially for playing in like a punk rock club or a bar, and we get the audience to sing along with this in French.
Really?
So
what do they sing exactly?
They sing the part where the chorus goes "Prangara toi." So we teach them and they practice and
great.
They do it. Some cities do it better than others. Lubbock does it all right, you know, stuff like that. So
Lubbock.
But this is the habanero from Carmen. This is going to feature Skip Von Kusky as the diva. So,
singing or playing?
Does it translate to radio?
All right.
I could swear I heard somebody singing along out there, you know, when you got to those particularly intense parts of the habanero from Georges Bizet's Carmen. It was performed there by our guests today, five of them representing the Portland Cello Project.
They're here in Wisconsin on a tour. They'll be performing at the High Noon Saloon tonight. And if you want information about them, you can visit their website, which is portlandcelloproject.com. And if you want information about the Madison gig, that's high-noon.com. Now, tonight at the High Noon, will you be doing classical, or will you be doing punk rock or rock or all of the above?
It'll be a big mixture tonight, for sure. We've played, this is our second time playing out here in Madison, and it was such a wonderful open audience, so it felt like we could play anything, and it was fun. So we'll give you guys probably one of the biggest, funnest shows we do at the tour. We've been really been looking forward to tonight. We have also with us on tour right now a singer-songwriter from Portland named Laura Gibson, and so she'll be collaborating with us a little bit. And yeah, but this should be a big one. We'll have the stage completely crammed full of it's eight cellos, French horn, flute, drummer, all this kind of stuff. So
really, all of that tonight.
Yep.
virtual orchestra then.
That's right.
But heavy on the cellos.
That's right.
Do you record? Do you have any CDs?
We do. We have a couple of CDs out. The most recent is called Thousand Words, and it's all instrumental from all genres. There's some classical on it, some jazz. Pretty much just tried to completely mix it up on that one. So.
And we're about 3 minutes away from the quiz question, and right at that point we'll have some, we'll have some more music from our members here visiting us of the Portland Cello Project, and it looks like you have a pretty broad tour range going on. I mean, you're from Portland, Oregon in the first place, so right away you do some traveling to get to Madison, Wisconsin.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, this month has got us playing up in, all the way out here, up in Anchorage, down in Baton Rouge, just all over the place.
You're playing in Anchorage?
Yeah. Two shows up in Anchorage.
Yeah, you have a Greyhound, or how do you do this?
I was going to say, how do you carry around nine cellos and all those instruments?
No, the logistics of this group are quite fun. I mean, right now we're in a big, huge 15-passenger van plus a car, so that's kind of how we're getting around for this part of the tour. To Anchorage, though, you got to fly. There's no other way.
I was going to say, especially at this time of year.
That's right.
Could be just a little bit dicey.
You don't want Portland drivers up driving to Alaska in the snow. It's not as driving out here was hard enough.
So when you show up at the airport with your nine cellos, what do they do?
Well, you know, that's always up in the air. You never know how the airline is going to respond to seeing a cello. So there have been positive and negative reactions. So.
Well, is there something in Denmark that's...
not rotten? Well, I hope so. I certainly hope so. What is the significance of the name of this piece, Doug?
This piece is written by one of our members. Gideon Friedman is his name, and it's a very personal piece for him. At this point, I feel like I can go ahead and tell the story of it. He wrote it for his wife, who was she had cancer, and she was in the final stages of it. And she left and lived in Denmark for a couple weeks for a last attempt at treatment. And this is what he wrote while she was gone. So,
Denmark.
Yep.
Portland Cello Project. Thank you.
Denmark.
Boy, what a beautiful piece, so full of tenderness and feeling. Just gorgeous. And I think you told me that there's a video on the homepage of your website of that, of you playing that piece.
Yeah, when we did this last record, Thousand Words, the song is on it, and the whole record's pretty personal for all of us, and so we decided not to do any like formal publicity stuff for it, and instead we just made this video. So we got this wonderful production company to make a video for it, and that's on the first page of our website. So
now, the website address we should reiterate:
PortlandCelloProject.com.
Find some other really interesting videos on there.
This is true.
The ant-like creature at the water faucet, I thought, particularly intriguing. I haven't seen it enough to kind of get the symbolic and greater cultural significance, but it's certainly a fascinating video, whatever it means.
Definitely, definitely.
Now, you play a lot of, we've mentioned venues other than strictly classical music venues. Mm-hmm. Those often have, an ambiance all their own.
Yeah.
You know,
everyone is unique.
As opposed to a classical venue where people tend, it sounds like General Hospital in between the movements, you know, where people are trying to like get all the coughing out so there'd be absolutely quiet during the music. This is not so in most of the places you play. I mean, is it a distraction, or how do you feel about people, you know, sloshing beer while you're playing?
It's, you know, it's just every town and every venue is so different. Like, the whole point of this originally was to make things less formal and let people just feel comfortable coming and listening and hanging out. And so I never feel upset if anybody makes any noise. But Madison, the last time we played here, it was the room was completely full and it was dead silent when we played, and when we stopped playing it was super loud and everybody was making a lot of noise and talking, and then we'd play again and it gets super quiet. So it felt really good. That's kind of my favorite when it's like that. You can feel the energy, you know.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah, and there's so much subtlety in the music that you don't want to miss. It's nice to be able to take that in.
Yeah.
Our guests this hour are members, some of the members, five of them, of the Portland Cello Project. It is, as the name implies, strong in the cello department, but there are other parts to it as well. We just happen to have five cellists with us today, and we're talking mostly to their, all right, I'll go back to your original title, linchpin, Doug Jenkins.
Doug Jenkins, yes. And we also have Anna and Skip and Kevin and Emma and a whole host of cellos. A cello choir, I guess, would be the formal word for it.
That's right.
I think you can actually see some images online eventually of what's going on here in our studio. And again, this is partly because we've had the support of so many listeners over the years. We need 8 more pledges now.
All right.
8 more pledges. You have some Dave Brubeck in your repertory.
That's right. Actually, though, we're going to make this one like more like Name That Tune. It's going to be based on Dave Brubeck, but Skip Von Kuskegan is going to play the solo part. It's a jazz piece called Take Five, and we're going to see how many other references to other music he can cram into the solo in five. Sound good?
All right, here we go.
So you get double quiz today on the show.
There you go. Name those tunes. Take Five. Take five, I'd say more like take 10 there.
how many did you get? How many did you get?
That would be a tough assignment. I would say that could be fun on some professor's listening exam.
That's right.
We heard Eleanor Rigby Mission Impossible.
All things considered.
Uh-huh.
And if anybody got Alexander Borodin, that was there at the end too. So.
that's a real smorgasbord from our guests today donating their talents to Wisconsin Public Radio so you can enjoy the Portland Cello Project. And they'll be with us for about the next 5 minutes here. They're playing at the High Noon Saloon in Madison tonight. We need one more pledge to make this hour meet goal. One more pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2889. And it looks as if, as soon as that's forthcoming, we can have another tune from our guests today and still get the quiz question and all that.
Seems like a passel of cellos has helped us with our pledge drive today.
Certainly a pleasure having you with us today.
Yeah, we're honored to be a part of it. So thanks so much for having us.
Well, yeah, thanks again. And thanks to you if you've made that pledge. Now, I think we have about 3 minutes. What do you have in your three-minute department here? Not to be, utilitarian about it.
Can we do that in 3 minutes really fast?
Would you like to do a two-minute piece more slowly?
Let's do a three-minute piece fast. Are you guys okay with us? We're going to cross some boundaries a little bit. Is that all right?
Well, for 3 minutes, how much trouble can you cause?
All right. This is a piece of music by a Texas composer named Pantera.
Wow. Fascinating stuff, almost like the saber dance there at times.
Or Shostakovich or something.
Juggle some flaming torches or something there.
Pantera by Five Cello is part of the Portland Cello Project.
Thanks for being with us today, boy.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's been perfect in so many ways.